Gabriela. Judy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh.
Good morning.
We will begin with the Lashem Yehud. And followed by the Ketoret, and then followed by the handout for the month of Tishrei. And when we speak about Tishrei, welcome to the new year of 5781.
Venemar vihiktira lava
boker, baboker, behetivo, et hanerot, yachtirena, uha alod acharon, et hanerot, bain ha arbaim, yachtirena, ketoret, tami leaf, ne adonayo, he wahe. Yo ahe da wa nu he yo. Le doro te echem. And now for the Talmud discussion. Tanu rabbanan fitum haketoret. Ketza chilosh meot vishishim. Ushmona manim hayuva. Shilosh ha-meot v'shishim v'chamisha k'min yad yimot ha-chamaman el kol yom v'ras v'shacharit u'fras ben ha-arbaim u'shlosh ha-manim yiterim Shemechem machnis kohen gadol Melo hafna v'yom ha-kippurim U'machatziram l'machteshet V'erev yom ha-kippurim v'shochakam Yafer yafer k'deshet hei Daka min hadaka V'yachad asar simanim hayuva v'eluchen One hatzari, two v'hatziporen, three v'helbena, four v'halvona Mishkal shivim, shivim mane, five more, six utviya, seven v'shibolet nerd Eight v'karkom ishkal shishasar shishasar baneh. Nine koshtayim asar, ten kilufa shalosha, 11 kinamon tisha, barit karshina tisha kabin. Yayin kafrisin se'in tilata, v'kabin tilata. V'im ein lo yayin kafrisin, mevi yo chamar hivarya. Atik melach sedomit rova hakav. Ma'ale ashan, kol shehu rabbi natan habavli omer. Af kipat ha-yarden kol shehu, v'im natan ba-devash hisala, v'im chisar achat mikol samanecha hayav mita. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Atzari Enosh El Asarat Anotef Me'atze Hakav Borit Karshina Lamahiyo Va'va Kedei Liyapot Ba'ed Hatziporen Kadeshet na Yayin Kafrisin la mahu Lab Kadelish wrote Boet Hatziporen Kadeshet Aza the Halomi Raglaim Yafin la Ela Shein Machnisin me raglaim Bamigdash bifnei hakavod Tana Tanya Rabbi Natan Omer Kishehu Shohek Omer Hadek Hetev Hetev Hadek Misne Shehakol Yafel Alab Savim Beit Malachatzayim Kisher Alish Loish Lish Lish Ulir Via Lo Shamanu Amar Rabbi Yehuda Zehachlal Imkemidata Besheira Lachat Yarin Beim Chisarachat Mikol Simanecha Hayabita Tanya Bar Kapara Omer Achat L'shishim O L'shivim Shana Hayta V'ashel Shirayim V'chatzayin V'yotane Bar Kapara Ilu Haya Noten Bakorto Shel Devash Ein Adam Yakol Amot Mifne Recha Velama Ein Mearvin Ba Devash Mifne Shehatora Amra ki koshes the or futal devash lo taktiru mimenu ishel adonayo hewa heyo aheda wandu heyo. From this point forward, it should be said three times. I'm only going to say it once. Adonai Yohewa Heyo Aheda Wanu Heyo Tivauti Manu Miskav Lanu Eloheyako Tela Adonai Yohewa Heyo Aheda Wanu Heyo Siva Odashre Adam Lote Achbach Adonayo Hewa Heyo Aheda Wanu Heyo Hoshia Hamelech Yaneinu Biyom Kareinu Ata Seterli Mitzar Tzreini Ra'ene Palet Tzoveni Sela V'ar Bal Adonai Yohewahe Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Minchat Yehuda Yivi Yerushalayim Ki me'olam ukshanim padmoniyot. We're now going to transition to the handout. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei for the year, the new year of 5781, which is Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of creation for Adam and Chava, is on the evening of September 18th until the sunset of September 20th. The actions that you do on this seventh day of Nisan in the year 5780 will impact either positively or negatively the month of Tishrei in the year 5781. Since it is Rosh Hashanah, the actions this seventh day of Nisan will impact the whole of the year 5781. This is an excellent day, a very good day, to be studying Zohar. Permutation for this day is Wahey, oh, hey, oh, hey, ah, hey, Wahey, oh, hey, yo, hey, ah, hey, Wahey. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. We'll be stopping on the fifth verse. And we'll be connecting to the letter K that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Lamed that created the constellation Maznaim, the scales, representing the energy of balance. Ana B'Koach Gedulat Shemincha Tatim Tzerura Aleph Gimel Yudtah Sadi Kabinat Amchasad Venu Paharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorsheyutka Kivavad Shamren Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Tashin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tami Gamlem Betet Resh Saritav Gimel Pasin Kadosh Bero Tuka Nael Adatecha Bet Kufet at Nunayan. Please stand and dance joyfully, sing joyfully with me. Wahey, oh, hey, yo, hey, ah, hey. 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 Letter P created the planet Noga, the planet Venus. The Lama created the constellation Maznaim, the scales, the balance energy. Wahey, oh, hey, oh, hey, ah, hey. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, ah, hey. Wah, 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 hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, ah, hey. Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Pene Zoprake Duchatecha Yukimalamet Pe Zion Ku Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatsiatatenu Yodea Da'alumo Shukufav Sadiyutaf. I'm getting some background noise, so I'm going to mute everyone. You'll be able to unmute yourself by pressing *6. The Sefer Yetzirah explains certain relationships between the tribes and other aspects of creation. For the month of Tishrei, the tribe is the tribe of Ephraim. The sense is the sense of touch, and especially in the relationship of a marriage. And the controller is the gallbladder. The gallbladder is very similar to the liver in that it cleanses a certain part of the blood. The gallbladder is a source of bile, it's a source of soft judgment. While the liver is the source of harsh judgment. And the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoa, we say in a whisper. Now going to read the six verses that relate to the offering from the tribe of Ephraim by the Nasi, whose name is Elishama ben Amnihud. L'shem yichud kutsha b'richu ishkinte bidhilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu. Leachda l'shem yud hei b'vat hei b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'yihino am Adonai Elohinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu k'nonei aleinu ma'asei yadenu k'noneihu v'yom ha'shivi nasi livnei Ephraim Elishama ben Amihud. On the seventh day, Elishama, the son of Amihud, the prince of the children of Ephraim, Karbeno Karit Kesef Echad Shloshim. Umeya Mishakla Mezerach Echad Kesev Shavim Shekel B'Shekel HaKodesh Shnehem Mileim Solet Belula B'Shemen Lemincha. He presented for his offering one silver dish. The weight thereof was 130 shekels. One silver basin of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mingled with oil, for a meal offering. Kafechat asara zahav melea ketoret. One golden pan of 10 shekels, full of incense. Barachad ben Bakar Ayil Echad Kivash Echad Ben Shinato Leola. One young bullock, one ram, one he lamb of the first year, for a burnt offering, an elevation offering, an ola. Seir izim echad lechata'at, one male of the he goats for a sin offering. The sixth verse, which is verse 53 in chapter 7 of Bamidbar. Uze v'chashlamim bakar shenayim alim chamisha atudim chamisha kivasim v'neshana chamisha zekarban elishama ben amihud. And the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 he-lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Elishama ben Amihud. From the tribe of Yosef, Elishama ben Amihud. This concerns a place where one is overpowered by the lust for it. A good, any good, for the name Elishama is related to Shemua Tova Tadashen Atem, a good report, Shemua, fattens the bones. And this is the place where lust overpowers the man. All the kinds of goodwill will come out of this, and this is Ben Amihud. Amihud can be parsed into 2 words, Imo and Hod. The majesty is within him, is the translation. Hod, which is majesty or splendor, is a place where a man yearns and then is wholly subdued before the object of his yearning, dwelling beneath. In a place of evil, the blessed Hashem commanded, you shall not bow yourself down, meaning not to be subdued beneath it. So it was with Yosef, even though he did not listen to his master's wife, as it is said in the Midrash, he listened to God, similar in meaning to Elishema, hear God, and did not listen to his master's wife. Nonetheless, he married her daughter. This is hinted at in Ben Amihud, his father's name, for he yearns for a good according to the will of Baruch Hashem, the blessed Hashem. Passion. Passion. How can we not be taken over by it? How can we be passionate for the good, the holy, the divine? It is a difficult task, for we are beings of flesh and blood. Perhaps it starts with our yearning to connect with others and with God, to do His will. We are taught means he will do ours. A nice first step indeed. The various names, from the name of the tribe to the name of the Nasi, is teaching us many aspects, many attributes of the month of Tishrei. It's good and highly recommended that you spend the time today studying all of these different names, and especially the verses from the Tanakh, referred to as the energy verses. We read the second verse associated with the tribe of Ephraim, with the name Ephraim. It's from Genesis chapter 10, verse 20. And I think it's significant that the difference between the second verse and the third verse associated with Ephraim totals 11, the same as the Ketoret. The month of Tishrei, with its 22 days of holidays, is a tool to bring us closer to Hashem, to renew and restore us for the coming year. Reading the second verse, Ela b'necham l'mashpachatam l'alashnetam v'yortzitem v'goyihem. These are the sons of Ham, after their families, after their tongues, in their lands, and in their nations. This could be interpreted quite differently. The last word, begoyhem, you notice it has an additional hey, but the without the hay, it becomes goyim. And goyim is the Yiddish word for stranger, the Hebrew word for stranger. You all have heard of the word goy as an individual stranger or a convert. But here it's being translated as nations, which is another way to translate it. But what if you translated the verse that this is the sons of Ham after their families, after their speech, in their lands, in their strangeness? That would also be a valid translation. Each tribe can be considered a stranger, a convert, because their ways is not your ways. But it comes to teach us that unity can only come through the appreciation of the diversity. I'm returning to the handout. Where we learn of the consciousness behind or within the actual offerings. The Nasi of the tribe of Ephraim brought his offering as a hint to Jacob, to Joseph, and to the Shabbat. Jacob due to his elevating the younger Ephraim over the elder, Manasseh, and Joseph to honor his father, and the Shabbat, as he brought his offering on the seventh day, which is the Shabbat. The bowl that he brought was in appreciation of Jacob, who blessed both he and Manasseh due to his love for Joseph and his willingness to adopt the two boys as his own sons. Why was it 130 shekels? Because there are 130 words in the passages dealing with the blessings of Ephraim and Manasseh. He brought a basin, which was 70 shekels. And that basin is the word Mizrach, which sounds like cognate to the Hebrew word Nizrach, which means to cast. And this hints to Joseph, who was cast away from his father Jacob. Have you ever asked the question, which of the two men, Joseph or Jacob, received the greatest suffering? Jacob, because he was separated from the Shekhinah due to his sadness, or Joseph, being separated from his family and his brothers, having betrayed him, put into a place of slavery, put into a prison? Who had the greatest suffering? The bowl and the basin have the consciousness, or given as the consciousness, that they are similar to Jacob's life and its relationship to Joseph's life. A bowl and a basin are both vessels. One is larger than the other. This is the relationship between Jacob and Joseph, between Tiferet and Yesod, both connected to the central column. And yet one is higher, one is lower. One is larger, one is smaller. The gold ladle of 10 shekels, the kaf, the palm of your right hand. This is alluding to the right hand of Jacob, the palm of Jacob, who placed his hand on Ephraim's head. Why did he make it 10 shekels? It alludes to the 10 words in the description of placing his right hand on Ephraim's head. The bull as the elevation offering, the ole, hints to Abraham in Jacob's blessing of Ephraim and Manasseh. The ram hints to Isaac in Jacob's blessing of Ephraim and Manasseh. And the sheep hints to Jacob in the blessing of Ephraim and Manasseh. The sin offering of the goat alludes to the goat that was killed to stain the coat of many colors, to fool Jacob after the brothers sold Joseph into slavery. The 17 animals, the two cattle, alludes to the two blessings made by Jacob. One is the angels bless the lads, and the second, by thee Israel shall bless. The three different species of animals were brought as a hint to the three generations that Joseph saw of Ephraim's children. while in Egypt. Ephraim, there were three generations that Joseph lived to see. It was Ephraim, the son of Ephraim, and the grandson of Ephraim. The five of each of the three animal species relates to the five words in the phrase, "He set Ephraim before Manasseh." Remember to make your tithing or tzedakah of connecting to the word echad through its gematria of 13. This is the end of our class today. While you're unmuting yourself, or I will unmute you as well, I will discuss the three classes remaining today. At 11 a.m. West Coast time, we will have a Jewish history class. At 4:30 West Coast time, we will have a deeper Zohar class. And at 7 p.m. West Coast time, we will have questions and answers. I hope you'll join us for these classes. I hope you're finding the cleansing you need to go through for Pesach to be an easy process. In this year, it's doubly important. The cleansing you're going through for Pesach is really cleaning yourself of spiritual impurity. Are there any questions? May you all have a big peace. Shalom Gadol. May you have a beautiful day filled with joy and happiness. Shalom to all.
Thank you.
Shalom,
good day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good day.